Our second reading is from Matthew's Gospel. And as we enter into that story of the Magi, we are also entering into a new season in our life together, the season for these next several weeks of Epiphany. And as we do, we are framing that journey as an invitation into the wilderness. Just as the Magi traveled through multiple wildernesses to arrive in Bethlehem, and just as Jesus journeyed out into the wilderness to be baptized, as Josh talked about last week, we all have experiences in which we are invited to journey into the wilderness. And so over these next several weeks, we'll be hearing that invitation. And then our Lenten season will be a journey into the wilderness, along with Jesus and others who have gone before us. So as we explore this story of the Magi over the next 3 weeks, I invite you also to enter into that space in your imagination of a wilderness, a desert, and to see what emerges, to see what wonders appear. Matthew 2, the first two verses. Hear the word of the Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's join together in prayer. Gracious God, as we come to this day and to this story and these words, would you open our eyes and ears, our hearts and minds, all of our senses to the presence of your Spirit. And may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and dreams and meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. For Lord, you are our rock and our Redeemer. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Spoiler alert, I am about to tell the story of a current film. Some of you may have seen that film or read the book. I apologize in advance if you have not. August Pullman was no ordinary, fictional 10-year-old boy. Augie had Treacher Collins syndrome, and this caused severe and extreme physical deformities, especially in his face. And these deformities led him to have to endure 27 surgeries just so he could survive and so he could grow into childhood and on into his life. But because his appearance was so unsettling, his mother homeschooled him until fifth grade. And at that time, his parents decided that he was ready to take the plunge and to enter middle school in his local public school. And so they made that transition. And sure enough, upon his arrival, most kids kept their distance. Several of those kids made fun of Augie. Some of them even bullied him. But through it all, Augie continued to be himself. He continued to show his imagination and intelligence, his creativity, and his kindness. And over time, some of those kids became intrigued by him and began approaching him and began to get to know him and found out that his character and his heart were even more compelling than they had realized. And over time, this had an impact on their lives as they not only saw Augie differently, but they began to see other people differently as well, and they even saw themselves differently to the point where some of them took risks and stood up for other kids who were being bullied or ventured out to express their creativity in ways that they were afraid to before. Even the biggest bully in school, over time, came to see the spark of compassion and kindness in Augie. these people who engaged with him discovered a power and a beauty within themselves that they really didn't know they had, or maybe had forgotten they had. Until finally, at the end of that fifth grade year, when Augie, the young boy who suffers from Treacher-Collins syndrome, is now receiving the Henry Ward Beecher Award for being a role model, an exemplary example of character and compassion and kindness at his school. His mom expresses and writes in the book that Augie is a wonder. The Magi were fascinated by wonders. They were ponderers of the planets, surveyors of the stars, and they would study the cosmos and see and hear the music of the spheres. So much more beyond the physical phenomena, kind of like the psalmist in our first reading describes. And so when they see a star, which may well have been a comet, that was unlike anything else that they had ever seen in all of their years of stargazing, they were astonished. The experience left them in awe. And it also served as a catalyst for them to respond to that amazement, to that sense of awe, by heading out on a journey that they never imagined they would take. Over hill and mountain, moor and fountain, following yonder star. They were seeking the source of their amazement, their awe, their wonder. Haven't we all, at some point or another in our life, had an experience of wonder? That experience that takes our breath away because of its power and beauty, and also empowers us by giving us our breath back to respond in ways that surprise us or ways that challenge us, but ways that ultimately lead us to a place where we are acting out of that amazement. We're experiencing life in wonderful ways. We are experiencing grace and hope and beauty and love. And we're exuding that and sharing that with others. And yet all this leads me to wonder about wonder. What is it about those experiences that does this inside of us? Whether it's a beautiful sunrise or sunset, whether it's a baby being born, whether it's hearing a piece of beautiful music at the moment where our hearts are about to break open because of sadness or longing or loss. What is it about those experiences that does that magical thing inside of us? What is it about those experiences that causes us to want to respond in ways that are transformative, that are life-changing for us, and may eventually be life-changing for others? And that leads me to Bruce Springsteen. Because that is a very natural progression, is it not? How many of you have ever had the experience of seeing Bruce Springsteen live in concert? There are a few of you. Kirsten and Trevor and I got that experience right here in Portland last year, or now 2 years ago, the last time he visited here. And it was not just a rock and roll show, it was a revival. Because Springsteen is part singer-songwriter and part rock icon and part, down in his heart and soul, African-American preacher. He invites you into an experience along with his band that becomes not just a rocking and rolling good time it becomes transcendent. It lifts your spirit. It is an experience of wonder. 3.5 hours worth of wonder. And these are not young people doing this. I've been reading Springsteen's biography that he wrote a few months ago and got to a place that I found fascinating because he was talking about that experience of playing shows with his band, the E Street Band, and the excitement and the exhaustion. And he got down to talking about why the shows take on the character they do. And he said it's because he, along with the band, feel that it is a calling. It is a calling of their vocation to enter into that space each evening with everything they have and with everything they are and all of their talents and all of their energy and stamina, and to enter into that space and to offer each and every audience and each and every person in those audiences the very best of what they have and who they are. To leave it all out there in the arena, giving their absolute very best. And why do they give their very best? Springsteen continues. We give the very best that is in each of us so that each and every person in the audience can discover and rediscover and remember the very best inside of them. And then the light goes on for me. Is that what it is about experiences of wonder? Could it be that the experiences of wonder are so powerful and transformative, not simply because they blow our minds, they bless our hearts, but because their power and beauty is a reflection and a reminder of the power and beauty that is already within us. And those experiences awaken and reawaken that power and beauty that is in the depths of our hearts and souls, at the core of our being. And that power and beauty rises up from within us, like one of Springsteen's greatest songs, The Rising. It rises up and flows out of us, sometimes leading us to places that we never imagined we'd go in life, doing things we never thought we'd do, saying things we never thought we'd say. You know, in the wonder story, one of the things we realize is that Augie is not the only wonder. But Augie is a catalyst and is a source for others to see and recognize and experience and celebrate and respond to the wonder in each of them. Augie is a wonder as a reminder that we are all wonders. The heavens are telling us of glory, the psalmist writes. The skies are proclaiming to us wisdom. Ordinary people all around us are revealing extraordinary wonder. And we see that in compelling ways in our society today. People who are becoming embodiments, often as a surprise to themselves, of compassion and justice, extraordinary mercy and grace, standing up and speaking out for those who are being disregarded and disrespected in our world today. People who are becoming more fully themselves and being extraordinary examples of these qualities of character and heart in these interesting times. People who are reflecting the spirit of the one who emerged out of one of those obscure and forgotten and backwater cities I don't want to use the word that was used in our media this week. Because in the spirit and vision and presence of that one, there are no cities or countries that fit that description. Each person on this planet is a wonder. Each city and country on this planet, in its own unique way, regardless of circumstances, is a wonder. And it's that one who is reflected in those voices, large and small, young and old, who are willing to stand up and step out. Not to be anyone or anything other than who they are. Sometimes it takes those challenging and extraordinary circumstances for that wonder to rise up and to flow out of us. What wonders do you see and hear and feel around you? How are they serving as a catalyst or an inspiration to you to remember your belovedness, your lovedness, the fact that you, each and every one of you, is a wonder? And how might we, as a community, living out of that state of wonder, share that experience of wonder? Here, there, everywhere, anywhere. Amen.